Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, I realized my credit card there was charges from you guys, and I don't think I have subscribed anything from you. I was only participated in the CBS survey, and I signed up. I pay for the ship and handling fee, $7.95 for that, and then, yeah.
Okay, sir, can I please get your zip code?
60503.
And your first and last name?
Hong Kian Lee.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you please verify your address?
2684 Lansdale Street.
What was the address again, sir?
2684 Lansdale Street.
Okay. I do see that you try to get a tablet, and you pay $7.95 for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of conditions that has to be agreed upon to even make the purchase, it does state that you're agreeing to sign up for our online monthly subscription to our online gadget store, which also includes a $125 gift card sent to you via email every month.
So there's a condition for that?
Yes, sir.
That there was nothing about that when I filled out the survey.
Yes, sir, I can get your account canceled out so you'll no longer be charged by us.
Okay.
You want the cancellation number?
Yes, please.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 258-873-125.
Okay. But that means I will not receive any tablet?
You entered in for a chance to win a tablet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you entered in for a chance to win a tablet. It's a contest.
Oh, it's a chance. And I have to pay for $7.95 even though if I'm not going to receive it?
Yes, sir.
That's not what I was understood. So can you cancel that too, or refund that $7.95? I don't want it then.
Well, the $7.95 went to the U.S. Postal Service. That's not through us. But I can go ahead and cancel the account so you'll no longer be charged. I gave you the cancellation number. I canceled the account.
So, but I already charged $7.95 for the postal office charge.
Yes, sir.
And plus that I'm not sure that I'm going to get the tablet or not.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
All right, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.